Good morning. It's December 10th, 2025. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
This report covers Best Buy's strategies for last-minute holiday shopping and gift options. A recent update from Street Insider indicates that Best Buy is positioning itself as a go-to destination for holiday shoppers with a variety of last-minute gift options and savings. The company is highlighting its ability to cater to all budgets, offering everything from affordable items to high-end gadgets. Best Buy is also emphasizing convenience, offering curbside and locker pickup, as well as same-day and next-day delivery services to help customers meet their holiday shopping deadlines. In addition to physical gifts, Best Buy is promoting e-gift cards for those seeking a quick solution on Christmas Day. They are encouraging shoppers to explore curated gift ideas online or visit stores for hands-on experiences with popular products like smart glasses and wireless speakers. With the holiday shopping season in full swing, Best Buy's focus on customer convenience and diverse product offerings could make it a significant player in the last-minute shopping rush. This approach not only enhances customer experience, but also positions the retailer to capture sales during this critical shopping period.
This report discusses Seond Holdings' stock market debut and its relationship with NIO Inc. In its latest coverage, CNEV Post reported that Seond, a LiDAR supplier for NIO, made a strong entry on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, experiencing a significant rise in its share price early in trading. The stock increased by 7.5% to reach 10.75 Hong Kong dollars per share, giving the company a market value of approximately 14.6 billion Hong Kong dollars, or around 1.88 billion US dollars. The company successfully raised over 1 billion Hong Kong dollars through its initial public offering, which will support its product development and market expansion efforts. This listing makes Seond the third Chinese LiDAR manufacturer to go public in Hong Kong, following RoboSense and Hesai Group earlier this year. Notably, Seond went public via a merger with a special purpose acquisition company, setting it apart from its competitors. Founded in 2016, Seond operates research and development centers in Silicon Valley, Suzhou, and Shanghai, along with manufacturing facilities in Ningbo and Suzhou. Originally named InnoVusion, it rebranded to Seond in December 2023. The company's revenue is heavily dependent on NIO, as it serves as the sole supplier of LiDAR technology for NIO's electric vehicles. The partnership has been significant, especially since the launch of NIO's ET7 vehicle, which was the first to feature Seond's LiDAR. Interestingly, Seond has started to diversify its customer base, as seen with Leap Motors' recent launch of a new electric hatchback that incorporates Seond's LiDAR technology. Additionally, Seond entered an exclusive partnership with a major Chinese automotive group, highlighting its ambition to expand beyond NIO and secure new market opportunities. Overall, Seond's debut and ongoing developments could signal a promising trajectory for both the company and the broader LiDAR market in the electric vehicle sector.
This report discusses recent changes in institutional investments in Monarch Casino and Resort Inc. MarketBeat recently noted that Aerostreet Capital increased its stake in Monarch Casino by over 10% during the second quarter, now holding just under 0.6% of the company, valued at approximately $9.4 million. Several other institutional investors also adjusted their positions. For instance, Parallel Advisors significantly raised its holdings by over 50%, while Gamma Investing increased its stake by nearly 30%. In total, institutional investors now own more than 62% of Monarch Casino. The stock itself traded slightly lower recently, opening at $95.95. Over the past year, it has fluctuated between a low of $69.99 and a high of $113.88. The company's market capitalization stands at around $1.75 billion, with a price-to-earnings ratio of 17.32. In terms of financial performance, Monarch Casino reported earnings per share of $1.69 for the last quarter, surpassing analysts' expectations. However, revenue fell short of estimates, totaling $142.8 million, against anticipated figures of $145 million. Looking ahead, the company announced a quarterly dividend of 30 cents, which is set to be paid out in December, offering an annualized yield of 1.3%. Analysts remain cautiously optimistic about the stock, with a consensus rating of hold and a target price averaging around $94.60. Despite some downgrades from various research firms, a couple still maintain a buy rating, indicating mixed but generally stable sentiment among market experts.
This report discusses recent activity surrounding Lore Holdings, Inc., and the changes in institutional investment, along with analyst ratings. In recent commentary, MarketBeat noted that Invesco Limited increased its stake in Lore Holdings by 3% during the second quarter, now holding over 1 million shares valued at approximately $104 million. Additionally, other institutional investors have also been active. For instance, QuantBot Technologies significantly boosted its position by over 236%, acquiring nearly 50,000 shares during the same period. New York State Common Retirement Fund and Grandeur Peak Global Advisors also added to their holdings, showing strong interest in Lore. On the analyst front, Lore has received mixed ratings, while some firms, like Zacks Research, have upgraded their stance to strong buy. Others, such as Weiss Ratings, have maintained a hold rating. The Goldman Sachs Group initiated coverage with a buy recommendation and set a target price of $91, while Morgan Stanley adjusted their target down slightly to $97, but still rated the stock as overweight. Current trading for Lore Holdings opened at approximately $65.85, reflecting a slight decline from earlier peaks. The stock has shown volatility, with a 52-week range spanning from $62 to nearly $100. Lore's recent earnings report revealed earnings per share of 35 cents, surpassing analyst expectations with a revenue increase of 22.5% compared to the previous year. Looking ahead, the company has set earnings guidance for the upcoming fiscal years, aiming for steady growth. Overall, the interest from institutional investors and varying analyst opinions suggest a dynamic environment for Lore Holdings as it continues to navigate the aerospace and defense sector.
This commentary focuses on recent changes in institutional ownership and analyst ratings for the PNC Financial Services Group. MarketBeat recently noted that QuantBot Technologies significantly reduced its investment in PNC by nearly 98% during the second quarter, selling off over 176,000 shares. After this sale, QuantBot now holds around 4,000 shares valued at approximately $753,000. Additionally, other institutional players have also been active, with the Saudi Central Bank and IMG Wealth Management both acquiring new stakes, each valued at about $27,000. Concord Wealth Partners increased its holdings by nearly 145%, bringing its total to 169 shares. This reflects a broader trend, as institutional investors collectively own over 83% of PNC's stock. Looking at analyst sentiment, several firms have raised their price targets for PNC. Truist Financial increased its price objective from $201 to $210, maintaining a hold rating. Citigroup also raised its target from $217 to $230, giving it a buy rating. Overall, analysts have expressed a generally positive outlook, with one strong buy, 15 buy ratings, 5 holds, and 1 sell rating currently in circulation. Currently, PNC stock opened at just over $202 and boasts a market capitalization of approximately $79 billion. The company recently reported earnings of $4.35 per share, surpassing expectations, with revenues reaching nearly $6 billion. The firm also declared a quarterly dividend of $1.70 per share, which equates to an annual yield of 3.4%. In summary, PNC Financial Services is receiving mixed signals from institutional investors, while analysts remain optimistic about its future growth potential.
This commentary covers Boeing's long-standing partnership with Turkiye and its contributions to the country's aviation sector. According to Turkiye Today's latest report, Boeing's global president, Brendan Nelson, highlighted Turkiye's role as a strategic partner, emphasizing its contribution of talent and innovative aviation vision. Boeing recently marked its 80th anniversary in Turkiye, celebrating a significant history of collaboration and commitment to Turkish aviation. The relationship dates back to 1945, when Turkish Airlines introduced its first Boeing aircraft into its fleet. Over the years, Boeing has expanded its operations significantly, investing in Turkiye's aviation supply chain, boosting exports, and creating jobs. The company maintains a strong presence in Turkiye, operating offices in Ankara and Istanbul, as well as a cutting-edge engineering and technology center. Nelson pointed out the strategic involvement of Turkish engineers and research institutions in some of the most advanced technology programs globally. Boeing's partnership with Turkish Airlines is notable, with over 350 of its aircraft, including popular models such as the 737, 777, and 787, forming the backbone of fleets for major airlines like Turkish Airlines and Pegasus Airlines. Beyond commercial aviation, Boeing also supplies advanced aircraft to the Turkish Armed Forces, showcasing the breadth of its engagement in the region. Moreover, Boeing is committed to enhancing local capabilities through educational initiatives and partnerships with Turkish universities. Their National Aviation Initiative aims to bolster local competitiveness, while the Sustainable Aviation Platform demonstrates a focus on sustainability and innovation in aviation technology. Boeing Turkiye's general manager, Aysen Sargin, emphasized the company's pride in its role within Turkiye's aviation ecosystem, stating they have invested over $6 million in various educational programs aimed at inspiring future generations in aviation and STEM fields. Overall, Boeing's multifaceted approach reflects its dedication to supporting Turkiye's strategic ambitions in aviation and advanced technology sectors.
This report covers the latest research on stocks from JP Morgan Chase, EPAM Systems, and Costco, as highlighted by the Globe and Mail. JP Morgan Chase has seen its stock value rise by approximately 32% over the past year, slightly behind the performance of its industry. The bank continues to show strong operational capabilities, despite challenges related to asset quality and rising costs. Analysts predict a steady growth in net interest income, driven by business expansion and increasing loan demand. However, they caution that capital market volatility and high mortgage rates could impact fee income. Meanwhile, EPAM Systems has experienced a decline of nearly 13% year-to-date, slightly better than the overall trend in its industry. The company is benefiting from the ongoing digital transformation across various sectors and is focusing on strategic acquisitions to boost growth. Analysts forecast a positive revenue trajectory for EPAM, expecting nearly 10% annual growth through 2027, although competition and foreign exchange fluctuations pose ongoing risks. Costco has faced challenges as well, with its shares dropping by over 10% in the last year, contrasting with a minor gain in its industry. However, the company has managed to maintain a steady revenue stream through its membership model and strong operational practices. Costco's strategic focus on e-commerce and supply chain efficiency is helping it navigate cost pressures effectively. With a solid financial position, it appears well prepared to seize future opportunities. Overall, these insights underscore the varying dynamics at play within these companies and their respective sectors, as reported by Zacks.
This report addresses the Federal Trade Commission's warning to various for-profit healthcare systems and staffing firms regarding potentially anti-competitive employment agreements. market observers at Modern Healthcare found that the agency has reached out to 19 organizations, signaling concerns about practices that could limit competition in the labor market. This move highlights the ongoing scrutiny of employment contracts in the healthcare sector, particularly as the industry grapples with workforce shortages and rising costs. The Federal Trade Commission's action suggests a commitment to ensuring fair competition, which could have significant implications for how these firms operate moving forward. This report covers recent developments in Becton Dickinson's stock performance and strategic initiatives. Based on findings published by Investing.com India, Becton Dickinson saw its shares receive a lift after Jefferies raised its price target to $220 from $215, reinforcing a buy rating on the medical technology company's stock. Currently, the shares are trading around $188, suggesting they may be undervalued given their price-to-earnings ratio and dividend yield. Jefferies noted that the upcoming merger with Waters Corporation is generating positive sentiment among investors, which could support Becton Dickinson's stock price. This merger will combine its biosciences and diagnostic solutions units with Waters using a tax-efficient structure, a move that is being closely monitored by the market. In addition to these strategic moves, Becton Dickinson has unveiled new configurations for its FACSDiscover A8 cell analyzers, which now include advanced spectral analysis capabilities. They have also launched a new surgical wound irrigation system in Europe, aimed at reducing infection risks in surgical settings. Furthermore, the company has expanded its board of directors, adding expertise that could enhance its strategic direction. These steps illustrate Becton Dickinson's commitment to innovation and its aim to strengthen its market position in the healthcare sector.
This commentary highlights the projected growth of the liquid flavors market in Japan. Future Market Insights analysis shows that demand for liquid flavors is expected to increase significantly, rising from approximately $64 billion in 2025 to about $83 billion by 2035, representing a compound annual growth rate of 2.6%. A key driver of this growth is the rising consumer preference for customizable and diverse food and beverage experiences. Japanese consumers are becoming more adventurous in their culinary choices, leading to increased demand for unique and high-quality flavors. As a result, organic flavors are projected to dominate the market, capturing 50% of the overall demand. In terms of application, beverages are expected to lead the charge, accounting for 39% of the market share. This trend is fueled by the growing popularity of flavored drinks and functional beverages, which are becoming staples in Japanese diets. Technological innovations in flavor extraction and stabilization are enhancing manufacturers' capabilities to create a wider range of flavors, including exotic and seasonal options. As the food and beverage sector expands, particularly in ready-to-drink products and snack foods, liquid flavors provide an effective solution for manufacturers seeking to deliver consistent and appealing taste profiles. However, challenges remain. Cost sensitivity can deter consumers from opting for premium or natural flavor solutions, and regulatory requirements for flavor additives may complicate production processes. Additionally, a growing preference for clean label ingredients could push some consumers to choose simpler, less processed options. Regionally, demand varies, with areas like Kyushu and Okinawa leading the growth at a compound annual growth rate of 3.3%, driven by increased interest in flavored beverages and culinary innovation. Kanto follows closely, buoyed by its large urban population and demand for diverse flavors. In summary, the liquid flavors market in Japan is on an upward trajectory, driven by evolving consumer tastes and technological advancements. Though it must navigate challenges related to cost and ingredient transparency.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening and have a great morning.